Amen. We certainly want to have the attitude and the presence and the position that we can be somewhere listening for our names. It is good to be here this morning and good to see each of you here this morning, that we might worship God as He directs us in His divine word. Appreciate Brother Clifford Prowl directing our singing and you following his lead and cooperating with him in that effort. We're grateful for the scripture reading by Brother Carey, and we're thankful for the meaningful prayer led by Brother Michael Triplett. We invite you at this time to turn in your Bibles to the passage of Scripture that was read. I had read verses 8 through 12 from Joshua chapter 14. I'd like to start reading, and he did read exactly what I asked him to, but I'd like to start reading for your consideration with verse number 7 and go on down through verse number 13. That's Joshua chapter 14, verse number 7 through 13. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Joshua and Caleb brought back the minority report. Out of the 12 that went to spy out the land, Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that brought back a positive, favorable report, indicating and affirming that we can conquer the land. But the other 10 brought back a tragically negative report. In verse number 8, Caleb says, "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. I totally followed the Lord my God. I fully followed the Lord my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me. Then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. I want to talk to you using as the specific title of our lesson, Lessons from a Mountain Man. Lessons from a Mountain Man. We are familiar with mountain men. Mountain men are usually men that are rugged, men that are courageous, men that are stalwart, men that are fighters, men that are conquerors, men who are confident and forward moving in their thinking and their actions. We appreciate and love very much men like Abraham, the father of the faithful, men like Moses, who epitomized meekness, men like Joseph, who well represented purity, men like Job, who is our quintessential example of patience, men like Daniel and the three Hebrew boys who exemplified great commitment, dedication, and courage. And we could list a number of other men that were characterized by a number of different virtues, from whom we learn valuable lessons in life. But an unsung hero in sacred scripture is the mountain man of whom we will speak today. That man is Caleb. Don't hear a lot about Caleb. No book is named after Caleb. But Caleb was a significant figure in God's overall plan. Caleb was a man that all of us should be able to emulate. The Bible lets us know some things about Caleb. There are some things with which I am very impressed about Caleb. And I want to notice a few of these with you. See, every now and then, and I've talked about Caleb some before from this very same context, but every now and then, I like to review and revisit a summary of the life of Caleb. Caleb was 85 years old, and he fully, wholly, totally followed the Lord his God. That's a mouthful right there. And Christians today should evidence that same kind of spirit that was exemplified and exhibited by Caleb of old. If you're going to be a successful follower of the Lord, if you're going to be a successful Christian in today's world, in today's climate, you're going to have to fully, totally commit your life to the Lord. You can't really be successful as a Christian being half-hearted, half-committed. You can't be a successful Christian by not being focused on the prize, on the goal. You can't be a successful Christian with one foot in the church and one foot in the world. You can't be a successful Christian by giving worldly and physical things priority in your life. You can't be a successful Christian short of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, giving God a place of prominence, a place of priority, allowing Christ to have the proper preeminence in your life. Colossians 1:18, he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence or the first place of honor. We have to give the Lord first place of honor. We can learn that from Caleb. Caleb was totally committed. Caleb was totally dependent upon the Lord. He realized the truth that Paul articulated to the Athenians on Mars Hill, that in him we live and move and have our very being. He gives to all life and breath and all things. Notice that Caleb carried out a purpose. Years ago, there was a very famous preacher who wrote a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. I'm sure a lot of you heard of that particular book. And it was a good book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Our lives should be driven by a purpose, the preeminent purpose of living for God, of striving every day to please him. You see, Joshua, in carrying out a purpose, was not following with ifs, reservations, with one hand behind his back, with his fingers crossed. All of him was going in the same direction. He knew exactly what his purpose was in life. But not only did he carry out a purpose, he claimed a promise. God had promised Brother Caleb a mountain, and this mountain man was now laying claim to the mountain. Don't you know God has promised us some things? Joshua and Caleb, they took God at his word. Caleb claimed the promise. There are all kinds of promises God has given unto us, exceeding great and precious promises. God has promised us that he will provide for us. Do we lay claim to it? God has promised us that he will never leave us or forsake us. Do we lay claim to it? God has promised us that if we give him first place in our lives, that he will take care of us and provide us with all of our needs. God has promised us that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Do we believe that? Do we accept that? Caleb claimed a promise. But not only did Caleb claim a promise, Caleb, the mountain man, counted on a presence. He counted on a presence. If so be, the Lord will be with me. Do you have that assurance that the Lord will be with you no matter what circumstances you find yourself enveloped in? The Lord will be with you. The Lord will be with you in sickness. The Lord will be with you in loneliness. The Lord will be with you in poverty. The Lord will be with you in prosperity. The Lord will be with you in disappointment. The Lord will be with you in defeat. The Lord will be with you in depression. The Lord will be with you in disillusionment. The Lord will be with you in debt. The Lord will be with you in